Hello, hi, and welcome back to episode 2 of Bob Talks. Man, I still cannot believe this is happening. You guys absolutely killed me with your response for the first episode and I'm so overwhelmed. But I really hope to keep your spirits up high in the next coming weeks because I have so much lined up and I'm very, very thrilled to share it. Now, speaking of spirits, I want to address this very specific period in Bangalore's timeline when we as 16, 17-year-olds spent two entire summers in this bubbling, thriving, at the same time very shady place called Church Street. Now, some of you all know exactly what I'm talking about because you all are the same fuckers who turned up religiously every afternoon, went to the MRP, drank some booze because it was cheaper than what was available everywhere, and went to the same three pubs as everybody else because why not? Why not be packed inside a room full of people where you don't even have space to walk or throw up? Sad times, but yeah. And then stand outside in the queue, make fake IDs while trying to argue with the bouncer, do some regrettable shit, and then finally walk down to Empire at the end of the day, feel damn accomplished, put on shawarma and went back home peacefully like nothing ever happened, and try acting sober in front of your parents. Now, I've had my fair share of bullshit that I've done in that place, but like, I think that's the reason why we should be talking about it, because it was such an iconic time, and I also miss it because I don't think I saw any adults in those two summers, dude. Honestly, I only saw underage kids and they were just getting younger and younger, and it was quite scary. But the whole idea of socializing in Bangalore became such a cool thing after you started going to Church Street, and I made some really nice friendships through that those 2 years, which is one more reason why I wanted to address this topic. And I have a very cool guest with me to talk about it. She is a queen of bad puns, which is a correction from what I initially said last week. Apologies. And if you ask her to introduce herself, she'll say she's somebody who makes clothes and a lot of noise. And I wouldn't want to disagree with that. Anyway, introducing Disha Pai, who is a student and the owner of an eco-friendly and sustainable clothing line called Firki that takes all your old clothes, reworks them and turns it into something absolutely amazing. And you should check her page out. I'm going to put down the link in the caption below.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. What's up?
I've known you since MCC.
MCC? CUC, MCC.
Okay, so we've come a long way. You have your own like brand now. That's damn cool. Do you want to talk about
it? Oh yeah, I started making clothes and like I love it. That's all I'm doing now. It's quarantine stress relief for me at this point.
Yeah, this is a productive summer compared to most other summers. In the
most other summers that I was like lying in a gutter.
But tell me about the first ever time you went to Church Street and what happened.
So the kind of person I was like super against alcohol and people who smoked and shit. Till 10th grade. Bro, I joined MCC and was like, alcohol.
But I can't believe that we had a time where we used to drink to make ourselves look cool in front of other people. Like,
what was happening, honestly?
Yeah, exactly. We're just like, you know, I never knew how to socialize until I started drinking. But bro, leave hoppy and all. The best thing was Beer Republic, bro. Why was that the place? What was that place, dude?
I have no idea. That whole building was the shadiest building in the world. Each floor, if you just went to any floor, you would find one couple, one St. Joseph's boy, one MCC girl making out some corner.
So you won't believe it. I mean, obviously, we've all had that phase where we went to Whites at some point in our life. Yeah, yeah. I can smell the shots from
here. I can smell. If I just open one bottle of nail polish, no, and take a little whiff, I'm reminded of that.
Like, I couldn't see anybody. I couldn't see anything.
Okay, explain to me why it was so dark, but it was called white. It should have been called dark black. Something, no. What sort of name?
No, but like, for real though, like, I went there twice. And there is one shady entrance through the main building. And there's one entrance, yeah, like a staircase above Soul Cafe, right?
Yeah.
And there are like these fancy couches and all that, okay? And then they'll be like, just wait here. We are cleaning. And I'm like, okay, fine. And me and my friends just waited for 20 minutes and they're like, follow me. And I'm like, cool. And then I went inside and there's no light, nothing. Only the girl who's wearing the white top. I can see only her because they have those UV light thingies inside.
Yeah, why? Why?
Thought it's damn cool. They have like a theme or something, but nothing, bro. The theme was just, I don't know, murder or something. Like, it was so scary.
Murder and death.
Went with like my then boyfriend or whatever. And we were sitting, okay. I was just like, yeah, it's not doing anything to me. I'm damn ballsy. So I took one, two, three. I took 8 dark rum shots, okay? 8. After that, I was like, okay, I'm going to go look for my friends inside the smoking room. I stood up. The next 8 hours, I don't remember what happened, bro. I blacked the fuck out.
1 hour per shot.
So I don't remember anything, okay? And then in that state, I have walked out of White, and like we've all walked in a straight line, all my friends, and then like we walked down there, and then I was screaming on top of my voice for some reason, and the guard is just like, shut the fuck up, I'll call the cops. I'm like, you shut the fuck up, I'll call the cops.
Yeah.
He's like, what? And bro, I was running to punch him. I went straight to go punch him in the stomach, okay? And my friends were like, bro, some of them just turned around and cut, and some of them were just trying to pull me back. They're like, bro,
true friends.
People who cut, I respect your decision, bro. Like, I get it. I totally get it. And it was like buy one, get five shots free or something, no? For 150
rupees. It was buy two, get three free, I think. Yeah. Okay, you don't keep white tours. I have a white story. It's stupid. It's the most insane thing that's ever happened to me. This happened, I think, in 12th, I think. Or like somewhere in between, where people still used to go to white.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting. It was like a table of eight people. And you know how like, when you know one person, their friends come and join you, and then another table. That sort of shit happened. It became like a table of 20 people, and you were all drinking. And they had this thing called a chili shot, okay, which I kind of like. It was pretty good. Like you didn't taste the acetone, so I was like, that's a win in my opinion. And we were like getting pretty lit, and one by one, you see people going, okay, bro. And I am being the kind-hearted Samaritan that I am. I'm assuming everyone's put their cash and they're going. Everyone scooted. It's six of us left, like the original six people who've come. The waiter comes and gives us the bill, and it's some 6k 7k, and back then we were like,
no, invite 6k 7k means what the fuck did you do,
how much you drank, bro, how much you drank. Listen, we don't have this money to give you, we're damn sorry, it was our other table. And he was like, other table joined you, you can't leave. And we're all pretty fucked up, okay? So we get up and we're like, we will leave, what will you do? And you know how they had that gate,
yeah
invite. He locked it, bro, from outside.
Fucking
he called a fake policeman and scared the shit out of us. It wasn't even a real cop. He called this cop who came and stood outside, and he was like screaming at us in Kannada. And my friend who knows Kannada properly is like talking to him, and like we were all pretty smashed. So all of us were smashed or shutting up and sitting outside. Yeah. He gave him cash. And we're leaving. The cop is walking with us. And right when we're about to turn, he's like, I'm not even real police.
Wow. Bro, do you remember this whole thing where like before even Church Street became a thing in the beginning of First View, why was everyone going to airlines, bro? Like everyone used to just pile up at airlines like they're giving midday meals or something. Everyone used to just be there, bro, for some reason. Why?
Just sitting in the corner and smoking one cigarette. I spent more time in lines than MCC when I was in MCC.
I've seen you more at lines than I've seen you in MCC. For sure. For
100%. Potato.
But, no, that day, this white thing I was telling you about, that was after our boats got over in second. And then, like, I was just walking out of that. And that time, they were just digging up Church Street for that whole renovation thingy. So, it was like that huge pipe. And I can't see anything, okay? Everything is like, I can see half my friends are fucked off. Some of them are just tagging along because they're even more drunk. They're just like, I can't handle myself. And we're walking down the road and I was just like, you know what? I want a pizza. Let's go to Rush. And they're like, why? I'm like, it's on me, bro. You come. And then I took them and there was this firang, okay? Some tourist. And then this guy was walking. He was also equally smashed, okay? So he comes up to me and he's just like, hey, do you know where I can get Caesar salad? Then I couldn't process that. It was a very big sentence for me at that point. I was like, what? Then he repeated this three times. And then I said, oh, yeah, I'll tell you. I'm like, go straight. At the end of the road, you'll find Empire. You'll get good shawarma. Okay. He's just like, that's it. Then he's like, great. He's like, come, all of you come. He took all of us and he bought all of us individual shawarmas, bro.
What a nice, saintly man.
Because he was also drunk. He was just a damn smash. He's like, this is the best Caesar salad I've ever eaten. I'm like, yeah. Great. As soon as the pizza arrived, I looked at it, I got up, I turned, and I threw up right there. I threw the fuck up, okay? And I don't know, bro. So everybody, like, the bouncer carried me out like this, and he just put me out. He just
sounds like the best time.
Yeah, after that, it took me 3 months to, like, master the courage to go back to Church Street, really.
You were like, no, PTSD, thank you very much.
No, it's PTSD for the other people, not for me, because I don't remember any.
You remember anything?
Yeah, so I actually haven't been to Hoppy at all, you know. I mean, I've been to Hoppy like three times, maybe. Bro, because I'd get caught for my fake ID every time. I'd be sitting and making it in front of him.
Sorry, please get out.
Yeah. Bro,
the biggest ego boost for me, I think, at one point was someone, I was standing, you know how Hoppy had that line near the elevator that people would like push to get in? I don't know what was happening. Why children wanted to go there so badly.
Yeah,
exactly. I have no idea. We were like babies. people we shit on for seeing like in clubs now, we were those people. Yeah, so someone asked, it's like someone was standing behind me and I kind of knew them, like one Jane boy. And I was like, huh, what's up? He's like, can you get me in? And I thought I was on Big Man. And I was like, yeah, bro, I'll sort an entry, bro. Don't worry, bro. And I go up to Gaurav and I'm like, hello, my friend wants to get in. And he's like, Disha, you're 17 years old. I am not letting you in.
You in, exactly.
Bro, yeah, I'm like, we'll have this discussion. And I went back to the guy and I was like, I don't feel like we're going to hockey anyway.
That summer, we used to like religiously go to Church Street every day for some reason.
Pure Republic had these fishbowl drinks where if you would like, it wasn't even that expensive. It was like $700. And it was like this massive 1.5 liter fishbowl of whatever cocktail you wanted, okay? Huh. So I think this was 11th boards. Like this is when 11th boards ended. We all went to Beer Republic, like me and my MCC friends. And we were all sitting. We'd all ordered one fishbowl each. That's 1.5 liters of alcohol per person, okay? And then on top of that, we're like, hey, we all had cash, okay, for this one day because we prepared. So yeah. We're like, hey, can you put two tequila shots in each? They're all different, like different liquors. We're like, we want two tequila shots in each of these fishbowls. So I'm like pacing myself. I know I have to go home, all this, okay? My friend is drinking and has finished her first fishbowl, has ordered another fishbowl. I'm like, this bitch is killing it. Alcohol capacity for God. She then gets up. She walks to the bus. She's like, I need to go pee. Okay, guys. She's swaying like this. I'm like, I'll go with her. I hear one putt sound. I'm like, what happened? I go outside. She's fallen face first into the sink and she's chipped her tooth and her mouth is bleeding. I have to go take her home.
She's gone lit and she's passed out and you're like, I'm not even done.
Yeah, bro. I'm just sitting there like, I was like, I have half left. I thought she was going to die. I was so stressed and like, we're 17 years old, bro. We can't like, you remember when like all these places would get raided?
Yeah, yeah. And that was such a thing like, bro, that got raided. Come, we'll go put scene somewhere.
That doesn't just happen anymore.
No, I think that time we used to overpopulate these places. Bro, I remember a time when Rush, up till that entrance staircase, there were people standing.
What a time, bro. Honestly. You think, I wonder what like everyone like who's 17 is doing now. Do they all just go to Felix?
Felix is a thing anymore. I think all of it just died. You know, once I was like, you know what? I don't need alcohol to have fun. I'm going to go sober as well in these clubs. I went and I just stood.
You know, because my mom was like, Disha, try it sober. You go sober, you'll hate it. And I was like, no, I'm going to have fun with my friends. I'm going to dance, ma. You don't understand. And so over it, dude. And I'm just like standing there in the background. And I'm like, oh, I forgot. I didn't pre-gram because I wanted to be sober. But I can't buy a drink here also because I'll be booked forever.
But all from like this very shitty alcohol phase to hoppy was just like. And then like slowly move towards like City Bar when this whole party culture was a thing where like 1,000 people into one room and blast music. They'll love it. And then we post some shit like blurry nights, hashtag blurry nights or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever like snuck in alcohol into clubs, like putting it in like a Coke bottle and shit?
I was at Felix and this was like, so we'd put one of those kutty kutty, you get those miniatures, right? Hmm. So I put two miniatures in my bra and we went and I was like, cool, this is a good time. And I'm trying to convince the bouncer to give us free entry and he was literally just about saying yes. And I move a little too fast and both these fucking bottles come springing out of my bra and onto the ground in front of him. Ma'am, you know you can't take alcohol inside.
And I don't even think he was by the fact that you were getting alcohol. He's just like surprised with the fact from where it.
I've just noticed people's tastes getting progressively expensiver and I don't like it.
Streets who sell roses and like, they fully make use of the fact that you're drunk and they'll come and try selling it to you that time only.
I cannot stand them. If I'm walking with anybody, any male, they'll be like, Anna, please, rose. I'm like, no.
Instantly make the situation awkward. They know how to do it, bro.
Dude, one kid bit me once. I was so pissed off. And this kid really wanted me to buy a rose from him. And I'm like, okay, please get off me. And it bit me. I screamed it. I was like, get the fuck off me. And then they were like, one of my friends was like, don't swear at children.
And have you noticed that guys are way more awkward in situations like this than girls? Like, we'll just be like, take it from him and I'll just walk off, okay? And I'm chasing this boy and he's like, bro, he's touching, bro, he's touching. And then he's running.
Where did all that go, bro? I miss it.
I actually miss it now.
Come revisit the summer of 16.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining. And
thank you for having me, bro. Thank you.
If this episode does well, we'll start like this whole Facebook event. Yeah, we'll do a meet and greet at Church Street with Dishapa and Samyukta Sunil.
Oh, yeah, no, come on. I'll just get clothes from the side. I'll be doing shorts on one side. Yeah. It's been fun, bro.
Thank you. Bye. Yeah.